Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from where else? The Raven Theater. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
We are going to be talking about Shakespeare.
Yes.
Except this is a way to do Shakespeare that I cannot remember any other theater company ever doing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So this is from July 13th to August the 5th, and it's called Lovers, Liars, and Clowns, Shakespeare's Greatest Hits, Volume 1.
Yes.
Okay. So talk about it.
Well, we did, we premiered Shakespeare last year as an annual event in the summer with Taming of the Shrew, and we're doing it outdoors in the courtyard behind the Bear Republic Brewing Company. Uh-huh. And it turned out to be such a great hit that when looking at it this year, you know, there's so many great Shakespeare's to do, and I cut my teeth on Shakespeare's. So finally I decided, well, you know, what the hell, let's do them all. And I have a terrific cast, and we decided, you know, that a showcase might be kind of a fun idea because there are roles that actors have been dying to do, you know, ever since they got into theater.
That's a good point.
And so I polled the actors, the company I had, and I got some great ideas. And so we decided to do a Shakespeare showcase. And as we say, it's, you know, you can find any theme in Shakespeare that you want to.
Right.
But we happen to put together one that has lovers, liars, and clowns, and some of them in the same scene and the same characters. You can be a lover, liar, and a clown. And I call it Shakespeare's Greatest Hits, Volume 1, because, you know, you could do this for a number of years and still not run out of great Shakespearean characters and scenes.
And call them all volume.
And call them 2, 3, 4, 5.
So can you give us a little bit of a preview of what exactly people are going to be seeing and hearing?
Yes. We're doing the big ones, right? We're doing scenes from Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream, Hamlet, Macbeth, Richard III.
Oh, my God.
Comedy of Errors, Two Gentlemen of Verona, The Winter's Tale.
Wow.
So we're covering a lot of Shakespearean ground in a short amount of time. It's going to be about an hour and a half show, and it's so funny. This is true. We're opening obviously Thursday night on the 13th, and in rehearsal the other night, we did curtain call, and there's 11 actors on stage, and I said, "Well, where's everybody else?" And you know, somebody said, "This is it." I went, "Oh my gosh!" Because I've been watching them do 45 characters over the last 90 minutes. I thought, "This is it?"
Uh-huh.
It's a terrific group of people, and I think one of the other things that's fun for actors and fun for an audience is seeing an actor do 3 or 4 great Shakespearean roles in a single evening.
Yes. Are you gonna work at all with costumes and makeup?
That's a really good question. It's going to be, we have a basic look, and then the actors will throw on an accessory for a particular scene. But what's great about it, and the thing I love about Shakespeare, is you could literally do it on a bare stage in street clothes, and it would still be, you know, as powerful as ever because the words and the stories and the characters and the plots are so strong.
Right. I would say in general, people who go to the theater, even sometimes, know enough about Shakespeare to basically know what they're watching and listening to.
I think so, too. I think it'll work for people who love Shakespeare and people who just have not seen a lot of Shakespeare, because it's not going to be, they don't have to sit through 4 hours of King Lear. You know, you get to see the really good stuff and then move on to something else. My hope is that people, after seeing it, will say, "Oh, my gosh, I want to see the rest of Hamlet," or "I want to see the rest of Midsummer Night's Dream."
Well, you should ask people for suggestions.
Roland, you read my mind.
Oh,
we do have an audience request section of the show. So there will be a moment in the show where audience members get to throw out their requests.
Wow.
It's the greatest hit show. You got to do it.
You listening out there may be the person who picks the decisive show for the season of the year after next.
Indeed. Yeah, there could be.
That's great. To get your tickets, you get them either at raventheater.org, and that's by – what's the phone?
The phone – you know what? I would say don't worry about the phone. Just go online, and you'll find the tickets there easier, and at Copperfields as
right.
well.
Right. That's it. At Copperfields, Healdsburg, and Santa Rosa.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a good choice, I think. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on your new year in theater. I think it's going to be great.
I think so.
And thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.